from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has called a special legislative session on Tuesday, and the reason for it is to provide COVID-19 relief for people and businesses, and also to address the pandemic. And the governor plans on using the $300 million federal CARE Act money for small business grants and unemployment benefits. Outgoing State Senator Greg Fulfer of Lee County advocates support for his constituents. However, as long as state representatives don't have any pull, it'll be business as usual in Santa Fe.
With her having full power over this emergency situation, it really takes it out of the hands of the people. The people lose representation from their legislators. Their legislators don't get to represent them because they don't have the power. The governor has the power.
The special legislative session begins on Tuesday. During the Lee County Commissioners meeting on Thursday, Chairwoman Rebecca Long asked that all of the commissioners submit a letter to the governor concerning the closure of businesses and other matters that the COVID-19 mandates are creating a devastating impact in our rural area.
All businesses are essential in rural America. And when any business is closed down, it hurts the community. We just are asking her to reconsider these health orders and please let Albertsons and all of our other businesses reopen that have been closed.
Roswell police continue to look for 23-year-old Austin Medford, who fled from the Roswell Police Station around 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday. He was brought in from the Chavez County Detention Center for questioning at the police station when he escaped. Medford was arrested by Roswell police on Tuesday and booked into jail on a warrant from Fresno, California, where he was charged with kidnapping, robbery, and carjacking. Medford was wearing blue scrubs when he came into the Roswell Police Station. Roswell Police spokesperson Todd Wildermuth gives us an update.
Investigation and search by the Roswell Police Department and others has yielded some surveillance footage that shows that he has scrapped the jail outfit and appears now to be wearing a red skirt and perhaps carrying a pink purse. He actually was last seen walking west on the New Mexico Military Institute golf course.
That update was provided from Wildermuth around 4:30 p.m. on Thursday, and there is a $1,000 reward leading to the arrest of Medford. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.